I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan because it is our Careers Corner discussion. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much, as always, for joining us. Now, BW by email, I'm going for a second interview for a position as a social media intern. They want a presentation as well on what I would do if I got the position. They haven't specified what format they want the presentation in. I was thinking about PowerPoint. I could outline some of my ideas there and maybe highlight some good social media campaigns I've seen. Would that be good enough?
Well, I suppose the first thing I'd say is not to think good enough. That's like reaching a baseline or a minimum standard. Most people, when they hear about a presentation, automatically think of PowerPoint. But there is the whole phrase death by PowerPoint, as you know.
Mm.
And I think for a social media intern, you need to be going further, not just doing what others are doing. And because the best way of telling them you can be a very good social media practitioner is to do something that looks like a really strong social media thing of itself, you know, to use fresh ideas, be creative, be bold. And I think that the person who gets this position, if there's a strong level of candidate in for it, will have done something like that. So it says certainly look beyond just doing a PowerPoint, look beyond just doing good enough, and look beyond maybe can you use Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Audioboo, or various other platforms that you can use. Can you do a mocked-up Facebook page? There's all sorts of things you should do. And my advice to that candidate would be to treat yourself almost like your own customer. If somebody came to you saying, I want to do something for a presentation, I don't want to do just run-of-the-mill, how might I go and do it? And brainstorm yourself or get friends to brainstorm with you and come up with something, while not too off the charts, certainly creative and bold. There's a website we built some time ago called Thumbs Up from Tony, and that's Tony with an I, .com, and we built it purely to pull together various good examples of use of job searching campaigns, including social media campaigns that people have done. And so I think that's the level of creativity they should be that BW here should be bringing to the interview, not just doing enough to get by. If you do enough to get by, you may not get humiliated in the interview, but it's unlikely you'll get the job.
But Liam, hang on a minute now. If a person decides to use, let's say, Facebook or Twitter to highlight their ideas, surely they're risking the likelihood that, you know, those ideas can be nicked.
Well, is that danger? First of all, I would say that you may not even have to actually use Facebook or Twitter. You might mock up a Facebook page or a Twitter page. It may not actually go live. That's the first thing. There is always that danger when you do something in public, if you do it on that road, that others will copy it. But if you do it cleverly and it's unique to you and it's personal to you and it's appropriate to this job, you should feel like that's a bit of bulletproofing, first of all. But secondly, there are all sorts of privacy settings you can set so that it need not go beyond the confines of the job, the interview panel who are there. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what exactly this company are doing or whatever, but you know, as I said, on that website thumbsupfromtony.com, there are lots of you know, ways of examples of how people have done this. For example, there's a guy in New York who wanted to get a job with the design agency, which is not unlike what this social media intern would be going for here as well. And he did a very clever thing. He bought the Google AdWords terms to correspond to the 5 best known creative design directors in New York. And what happened then was, when the local design director, let's say his name was Tom Murphy, when he, as everyone probably tends to do from time to time, Googled his own name, up came an ad saying, Tom Murphy, you should hire me. And a personalized message to him from this creative design practitioner that was looking for the job. And it worked. I think something either 2 or 3 of the people who found the candidate this way offered him the job. And it cost very, very little as well, too. And that's the kind of thing. I think if you're in social media, you need to be doing a great deal more than just having a CV and just having a PowerPoint. You need to be looking at really strong ways of showing that using your application to show your strength as a social media practitioner.
And if you do use social media, I presume in this particular context of that particular email, Liam, I presume no reference should be made to the actual company where you're going to be having the second interview.
No, I think you do publicly should be kept very much under the radar. It should not be identifiable. Social media is used quite a bit in job searching. This candidate is probably beyond the initial job searching stage, is now going to interview, so it needs to be respectful of the company needs to be kept under the radar. Mm. Nobody should feel like they're being put under pressure, but it should still be clever. And, you know, sit down with some of your friends, I would say, to BW, and think it through. If we were being paid to put somebody into this job or put somebody into this interview, how would we go about it? How could we actually get real attention for ourselves?
And let's move on. A question that regularly occurs, both in terms of the emails that come in here and yourself, how much detail should I give in a job interview?
I suppose it varies from client to client. But my general rule of thumb is, from working with many people over the last number of years in this area, most people don't give enough. Most people stop short. They tend to err on the side of brevity as opposed to err on the side of verbosity, perhaps. So I would say for most candidates, and again, I don't want to put somebody who might be near the edge of verbosity already over the top, but by and large, most people don't give enough detail. For a number of reasons. One reason they tend to say, well, sure, look, they probably know that already. They're involved in this sector. They'd know that already. To which I would say, no, they don't. Unless you tell them, they don't know. And something that might appear trivial or simplistic to you could actually be very significant to the interview panel. And as I said, if you don't tell them, you're presuming they know something, and presumptions are not a good thing in an interview. And in my experience, most people that we work with certainly benefit from going further into detail, giving a bit more, flesh out the picture a bit more. Something that you do every day in your current job, you may take for granted. You may not even have a name for it. But when you look in beyond the sort of get into the detail, there could be a great number of things you do that the interview panel might like to hear about. So by and large, I would say to people, give more detail, paint the picture fully, let them see what you have done, and also tell them how what you have done applies to the job they're now giving out. So in short answer, more detail is the general diagnosis or prognosis I would give.
And Liam, just on that point, how can you decide, or how do you know that you've struck the right balance? You know, that you haven't gone over the top, but at the same time, you haven't been cagey.
Yeah, it's a good question. From our experience, when we work with clients, we record the length of the answer they give. And I find most satisfactory answers are somewhere about 2.5 to 3 minutes. Some people might think that's very, very short, but in fact, when you get into it, it is quite a bit of talking to do. But about 2.5 to 3 minutes tends to be a satisfactory answer. I think if you go much beyond that, you run the risk of losing the interest of the interview panel. And if you go below that, you run the risk of not having enough detail. So if people are preparing for interviews, they could use that as a general guide and see where that gets them.
So it's, I suppose it's basic cop-on, common sense, really.
Yes, but if you're not used to doing interviews, you may not know exactly what's expected of you. And as I sort of said earlier on, most people, and I think it's probably an Irish trait, even though not everybody going for jobs in Ireland is Irish, but it's an Irish trait that we undersell ourselves. We engage in a language that's very downbeat at times. We undersell things. We don't, you know, if we take, just as a wild generalization, in America, people talk things up, whereas we tend to talk them down, and that is reflected in the type of language we used, but also in the amount of time we give to tell an interview panel something. We tend to be great chatters in some social settings, but in formal settings, we tend to, I would say, in an interview setting, we tend to be quite brief in how we go about it. So push it up a little bit. Don't go too far. And as I said, a good guide, 2.5 to 3 minutes per answer is a good guide to work off.
And Liam, just in relation to the first problem we were talking about, just a text, in that situation, the interview board or the company didn't specify what format they wanted the presentation in. Would it not be best just simply to ring them or contact them, email them, and ask them, well, what way do you want me to present this?
It's not a bad idea. Certainly if you're talking about using the projector, you need to ascertain, will there be facilities there on the day. I would probably ring and try and find out what ways they don't want you to present rather than the ways they do want you to present, because I'd like to surprise them on the day as well. So I would ring up and say, you know, would there be facilities for projection? What will the room set up be or whatever like that? That's okay. But I still think you should then go away and conjure up something clever, different. You know, of old, journalists and graphic designers bought big portfolio things into interviews.
Yes.
This is what you're talking about doing here. It's effectively your portfolio. So don't tell me you're a good social media practitioner. Show me that you're a good social media practitioner.
Very good. We shall leave it at that, Liam. Liam Horan, Schlienua Careers Limited, Glebe Street, Ballinrobe. Telephone number there, I think, is 09495-42965.
Yes, indeed. And also we have, of course, our office in Crossmolina as well, to run by Frank MacDonald. By Frank MacDonald in Kinnard, Cross Malina, and his number is 096-577-70.
And the website is www.schlienuacareers.com.
Yes, and we've a newly designed website in the last week, in fact. We've come out from under the bunker, so.
Very good. Liam, thank you very much indeed, as always, and we'll talk to you again in or about 5:30 next Monday.
Thank you very much, Eddie.